أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to continue our talk about divine unity in creation. Whatever you see, whatever you feel, all are the products of Almighty Allah. No one shares, no one has created anything in this universe except by the permission of Almighty Allah, except by the means that Almighty Allah has created in this universe. No one shares in creation with Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah alone is the creator. To have a further exposition of this concept, let's have the Islamic and the Muslim theologians' view about this important concept. To begin with the Ash'ariyat's theologian, they say that Almighty Allah alone is the creator. Even if the human beings do something, if the human being takes some steps forward, they are all Almighty Allah's actions. The human beings do not play a real role in these steps. In another word, the human beings cannot have a real play and part in this respect. It is Almighty Allah who takes steps, and it is Almighty Allah who does all these things. If you ask them that, according to them, does the human being have a real role in their destiny and fate, or they are only puppets, they are only as tools and instruments, they would say, since Almighty Allah is an absolute creator, everything that is done, everything that is created, all are to be ascribed to Almighty Allah. Nothing or no room is left for the philosophical principle of causality. There is no, according to them, there is no room left for the principle of cause and effect. While you know that, from a rational point of view, cause and effect is one of the most basic and fundamental principles that every one of us can feel it. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, according to the Ash'arites' point of view, every movement that takes place in this world, that is what Almighty Allah does. That is what Almighty Allah wills. Even if the human beings write, that is something that has been done, that has been written by Almighty Allah. The human beings cannot be assumed as real agent in these deeds, in these actions. So they believe and they say that the human beings should not be given any part in this respect. They think that they are doing something. No, there is no room left for the issue, for the most basic principle of cause and effect. But really, we can ask this question: does it sound our rational? Does it sound our intellect? That everything should be ascribed to Almighty Allah alone, and nothing should be referred to the human beings, even if we speak, even if we create something? For sure, this is an extreme side of the story. It means they have gone in either of the extremes. The two sides of the extremes are that sometimes we have to ascribe everything, every action, every single thing to Almighty Allah. This is one side of the extreme. In another side of the extreme is that nothing should be referred to Almighty Allah, or Almighty Allah should be divorced from this world and should be taken aside from this universe. We believe that it does not sound good. It is not rational that everything should be ascribed to Almighty Allah and the human beings should not be given a very tiny part. The Shi'ites believe that this theory and this opinion does not seem rational. Why? Because Almighty Allah does accept the principle of cause and effect. Almighty Allah does approve of the principle of cause and effect. For sure, when we speak, indeed we speak. When we hold something by our hand, indeed and verily we hold something by our hand. It is not imagination, it is not assumption. It really exists. There is no doubt about this. That we speak, we communicate, we talk with our friends, or we talk to our friends, we hold something, and we eat something, we drink. Actions are done by the human beings. But the Ash'arites believe that since all these actions are as creatures, on one hand, on the other side, since Almighty Allah alone is the creator, these actions should not be ascribed to others except to Almighty Allah. Because Almighty Allah is absolutely and merely the creator. He is alone the creator. None should be given this title that he is the creator. Even if you speak and if your speech is thought to be as a product, as an action, this action should be related to Almighty Allah. Because we think, according to them, they say, because we think that Almighty Allah alone is the creator. If you pronounce it is not you, it is Almighty Allah. But we believe that this theory is one side of the extreme. We should not go extreme. We should not go or we should not be misled in this side of the extremes. Why? Because Almighty Allah has given us free will. Almighty Allah has pinpointed for us and has determined the system of reward and punishment. If everything is done by Almighty Allah, if everything is thought to be as creation, and all the creation and creatures should be ascribed to Almighty Allah, then why Almighty Allah should punish the evildoers in the doomsday? And why then Almighty Allah should reward those who have done good deeds in this world? For sure, it is irrational that Almighty Allah should reward those people that they have done these things forcefully or they without their free will. If they have done something without free determination, if they have done something without considering their free will, for sure it makes no sense that Almighty Allah should either punish them or reward them. Punishment and rewarding the people is based and must be based on our human beings' free will and free determination. Otherwise, it is illogical that Almighty Allah should punish the evildoer who does not do it independently. Punishment and rewarding the people is based and must be based on our human beings' free will and free determination. Otherwise, it is illogical that Almighty Allah should punish the evildoer who does not do it independently. Yes, their interpretation can be amended. It can be corrected in this sense that later on we will be talking about, that we should think that Almighty Allah is the source of power, and no one is an independent agent in this world. No one can overlook Almighty Allah's will and permission. This interpretation and this exposition seems true. But to believe that no casual relationship exists between the phenomena in this world, or to think that there is no place, there is no room left for the principle of cause and effect, this is not true. This is totally wrong. Because when you hold something, for sure you hold something. When you write something, for sure these letters are the product of your mind and your hands. Yes, if we think that Almighty Allah has given you this strength, and Almighty Allah is the source of power, and He has created you, it is a good exposition that later on we will be talking. But the Ash'arites do not say this. They say that, since everything can be termed as creation, since everything, for example, you speak, this speech is a product. But think that you are not the producer of this speech. You are not the one who speaks. Rather, it is Almighty Allah that He speaks. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, till now, we could prove that to think that everything goes to Almighty Allah and to give no real part for the human beings, that does not seem true. Why? Because the human beings, when they talk, for sure, it is them that they talk. It is not others. So, till now, we could prove that the Ash'arites approach and respect with Almighty Allah's monopoly in creation, that does not seem true. Because their understanding of Almighty Allah's unity in creation implies false implication. And that is this, that they ignore and refute the most basic philosophical principle of cause and effect, while we believe that Almighty Allah does accept the principle of cause and effect. It means if you do something good, you will be rewarded in this world and the life hereafter. And if you do something wrong, you will be punished either in this world or in the life hereafter, or in both. To refute the most basic philosophical principle of cause and effect, no reckoning will be meaningful. There will be no sense for this, that the human beings should be once again held responsible and should be held accountable. Because if Almighty Allah asked them that why you did, they would say, it was not we that we did it. Almighty Allah will not be able to reward the good doers, because it will be nonsense that He has done something out of His intention, out of His will, and out of His determination, and then you will reward Him. For sure, it is illogical. It is nonsense. It is senseless. It makes no sense that you do something wrong or right forcefully, and then you will be either rewarded or be punished. It does not make sense. Yes, if you do something right or wrong, and then you will be held accountable of your wrong or right deeds, for sure, it makes sense. It is logical. Dear listeners, this was the first reason we had a critical appraisal of the Ash'arites theologians' view about Almighty Allah's monopoly right in creation. Almighty Allah says, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. It means, He who made the earth a place of repose for you, and the sky a canopy, and He sends down water from the sky, and with it He brings forth crops for your sustenance. So do not set up equals to Almighty Allah, while you know. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah has introduced water as a means of producing sustenance. Almighty Allah made this clear that water is the cause of this sustenance. In another verse, Almighty Allah introduces Himself as a provider of sustenance. To bring together all these verses, a very nice and interesting conclusion can be drawn, and that is that Almighty Allah is the independent source of power, authority, knowledge, each and everything. But yes, when Almighty Allah wills, when Almighty Allah specifies something as means of sustenance, as means of providence, for sure, those means will be also active. Those means will be also effective. And by the pretext of divine unity in creation, we cannot say that, okay, let's leave aside the principle of cause and effect. It is not correct. The verse which Almighty Allah introduces Himself as provider of sustenance, Almighty Allah says, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَّا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَّعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ. The translation is He who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water from the sky, whereby we grow delightful gardens, whose trees you could never cause to grow. What? Say, is there any God besides Allah? Rather, they are a lot who equate others with Allah. Almighty Allah asks in a negative interrogative manner, meaning there is no one to be parallel to Almighty Allah. If Almighty Allah, by His own will and permission, specify a means for providence or for sustenance, that means and that cause is also effective. We believe that not only Almighty Allah is the provider of sustenance, but also if Almighty Allah specifies and designates something as means of providing sustenance, that means is also to be recognized. That means should also be taken into account. Because Almighty Allah has done it. Almighty Allah specified that, for example, Almighty Allah has made water to satiate us. Almighty Allah made food that we should not feel hunger. It is again by the permission of Almighty Allah. Yes, if we believe that water alone and independently has its effects, that is something untrue. That is something that runs counter to our monotheistic belief. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this is true to say that Almighty Allah is the source of power. Almighty Allah is independent in creation. But the rest of the causes, all of them are dependent to Almighty Allah's will and to Almighty Allah's existence. This is true. And not to ignore and not to refute the most basic and most fundamental principle of philosophy, that is cause and effect. No, cause and effect is a true principle. Every cause has its effect. But we should say that all the causes derive their strength and take their strength, take their efficacy, and take their effectiveness from Almighty Allah. Otherwise, they will not be effective. But when they put effects, really, those effects are correct. Those effects are true. They are not imaginary. They are not untrue. There is the second theory that is related to the Mu'tazilites' theologians, and they believe that since there are verses that talk about the rewards and punishments from one hand, and from other hand, there are the hereafter. In the hereafter, everyone will be held accountable. Everyone will be held responsible for their deeds. This makes us draw this conclusion that the human beings are free, and the human beings have this strength to produce their own actions. It means they are independent in their actions. This is another extreme side of the story, dear listeners, that is called Mufawwida, that they delegate everything to the human beings. They say the human beings have been given the whole authority to draw their destiny, the choices theirs. They have full authority, they have full power, they have full strength, they have full freedom in drawing their destiny and fate. But according to the Shi'ites' belief, this approach does not seem to be true as well, because this is another extreme side of the story. Almighty Allah has not given us full freedom. Yes, Almighty Allah has given us the freedom, but the freedom we have been given, that is again related to Almighty Allah's will. It is not like this, that Almighty Allah has given us freedom and now we do not have any connection with Almighty Allah. Even Almighty Allah cannot stop us. That is not true. For sure, we have been given full freedom. But indeed, the strength, the power, the life, the knowledge, everything we have, that can be traced back to Almighty Allah's will. Otherwise, if Almighty Allah does not will, we cannot even take a single step. Power is not absolutely delegated to the human beings. You know what made the Mu'tazilite theologians to come to this kind of understanding? That is this, that they say Almighty Allah is just. And the justice of Almighty Allah requires that the human beings should be fairly punished or should be fairly rewarded. In this punishment, in this reward, cannot be meaningless unless we believe in delegation of power to the human beings. But according to us, we do not believe so. For sure, we believe that Almighty Allah is just. Almighty Allah is absolutely just. Almighty Allah is absolutely fair with the human beings. Almighty Allah does give the reward and the punishment to the human beings on the basis of fair and justice. But it does not mean that the human beings are given full freedom in the sense that even Allah cannot stop us. No, Allah can stop us. Our freedom, our liberty, our full free will, that is again connected to Almighty Allah's will. Again, we are as lamps. We produce lights, but on condition that the source of power should authorize us. On condition that Almighty Allah should will. Otherwise, if Almighty Allah does not will, we, the lamps, cannot produce lights. Yes, for sure, when we were held accountable and responsible in the hereafter, we will be asked questions about our own deeds, our own intentions, our deeds that we have taken freely in this world. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, pay heed. Pay an extreme heed to this subtle point. The Shi'ites theologians do not believe in either side of the extreme. The first side of the extreme is that we should say that we do not believe in cause and effect principle. Everything goes to Almighty Allah. This was the Ash'arites' point of view. We refute this point of view. We refute this approach because we believe that Almighty Allah accepts the principle of cause and effect. On other hand, there are various verses of the Holy Quran that sometimes ascribe creation to some of the creature of Almighty Allah. For example, Almighty Allah says that it is water that brings about sustenance for you, the human beings. And there are some verses that says it is we, I mean Almighty Allah, that provides sustenance for you. Taking these two types of verses into account draws a third conclusion. Provision of sustenance is related to Almighty Allah and sometimes to those means, to those tools that Almighty Allah has introduced. Almighty Allah has recognized them. And it is true. Another extreme side of the story is the delegation theory, that the human beings are given full freedom. And even Almighty Allah cannot stop them doing good or bad deeds. We believe that this is not also true, because it is against our monotheistic belief. Because Almighty Allah in various cases say that it is me that has given you the power. It is me that has given you the permission to talk. If I do not will, you will not be able to talk. So these were the critical appraisal of the two approaches. So what is the third theory? The third theory goes to the Shi'ites, and that is reasonable, that is sound, that is rational, and that is logical. Dear listeners, to make a convincing argument in respect with the Shi'ites' approach, I will only count those rules and regulations they believe in respect with the unity of Almighty Allah's creation. The first is, the Shi'ites theologian and the Shi'ites scholar fully believe and fully accept the most basic principle of philosophy, and that is the cause and effect system. We believe that cause and effect system is what Almighty Allah has designated. It does not counter to Almighty Allah's absolute will. Secondly, we believe that Almighty Allah has given this telling news, or has warned us, that if you do something right or if you do something wrong, in both the cases, your deeds will be retaliated. We believe in retaliation of the deeds. We believe in punishment and reward of our deeds. We will either be punished or rewarded in the hereafter for our deeds. This is the second rule that the Shi'ites scholar believe in. And thirdly, sometimes Almighty Allah has ascribed some actions to himself and sometimes to his agents. For example, and sometimes Almighty Allah says that it is me that take the spirit of the human beings. Allah yatawaffa al-anfus. But sometimes it is the angel of Almighty Allah that takes the spirit of the human beings. It is sometimes the Israel who is Almighty Allah's agent. Sometimes he takes the spirit of the human beings. Almighty Allah has ascribed taking the spirit of the human beings to both himself and to his agent. This is third. The place where Almighty Allah says that it is my agents who take the spirit of the human beings, Almighty Allah says, say you will be taken away by the angel of death who has been charged with you. Then you will be brought back to your Lord. So respectable audience and distinguished listeners, based on these three principles, we believe that sometimes the actions which can be called as creature or as products of the human beings, they can be either ascribed to himself and sometimes to the source. Sometimes our actions can be related to us directly. We are the direct agents of our actions. But Almighty Allah can be called as casual agent of our actions. Almighty Allah has provided us the background, has given us this power to do these actions. If we say that Almighty Allah is agent of our actions, or Almighty Allah is the cause of our action, in the sense that He is the source of our power, He is the source of our life, it is true. But the Ash'ari theologians do not believe so. Finally, the Shi'ites' theological point of view in respect with Almighty Allah's unity in creation seems rational and reasonable. May God bless you all. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.